because I think they're going to lose to Georgia, and then whoever they – if they throw them in the playoffs, they're going to lose again.
Yeah, I could see that. But I – it's just – what really stood out to me, though, for Bama is Bryce Young and their red zone defense. We saw Texas get to the red zone multiple
– Texas low-key kind of got robbed by the refs. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not wanting to blame refs, but those refs were definitely interesting.
But Texas
had some interesting calls.
Texas beat themselves. They got inside the 10-3 yard three times, only got 3 points out of that.
Mm-hmm.
They got to the red zone multiple times.
That's
and
fair.
They just could not convert. I mean, at the end of the first half, they had a golden opportunity to get a touchdown or at least get points. They just shank a 20-yard field goal.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just – that's detrimental. That,
mm-hmm.
that cannot happen when you're playing a team like Alabama.
Yeah.
Another upset, though, we had Appalachian State going down to College Station and taking on Texas A&M.
Number six, Texas A&M.
Well, now they're number 23 as Appalachian State upset them in a thriller.
Appalachian State blocked a field goal.
I want to say they blocked the last Texas A&M field goal. They converted first downs, ran out the clock. They should have beat UNC. They should be 2-0, but
Appalachian State's tough, man.
They're always a good football
program. In my opinion, they beat the better team. I feel like their Texas A&M is a lot better than
Texas A&M's overrated.
Is a lot better than North Carolina, and they beat the better team.
I got my games.
So
no, Appalachian State, like that first game, I know they lost it, but they're still a team I look at that's like, you know, they're still like a 10-win team.
Yeah. Hey, would you guys go like? Would you guys go to Appalachian State, like, if you, like, to go college there? Like, I'm just, I know it's like.
Dude, it'd be beautiful.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the camp, it's like in a whole mountain. Like, it's beautiful. Like,
that'd be cool to go to. That's, like, their second top 10 victory in their program's history, which is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
They have a good program.
Mm-hmm. But their other one was Michigan 2007 when Michigan was ranked. Were they 3 or 5, something like that? They were high up.
Let's talk about Georgia Southern. Okay,
yeah,
they upset Nebraska, and they were another.
Scott Frost fired.
What they were another. What conference is Appalachian State in?
Oh, it's hang on.
It's like the thing. It's like U.S.
Sun Belt.
They paid Nebraska paid $1.4 million for Georgia Southern to go down to Nebraska to play them. And they won 45-42 over Nebraska. That's gotta hurt. Like that has to hurt.
Marshall's in the big Sun Belt Conference as well.
Yeah, we're not.
All right, we'll go along the other.
Well,
games,
let's talk
though.
About Scott Frost first, because I thought honestly, I'm a Purdue fan, so I've seen him. You know, I saw the hype there in 2018. It was, you know, they're gonna win. You know, Scott Frost came in. I think he went his first year at UCF. He went. I think it was 8-5, something like that. Then he goes his next year. It's UCF 2017. They go 13-0. They're the quote-unquote national champions, even though they obviously didn't win the national title. But the school wants to say they did, so that's here nor there. Anyway, it was that. It was the Nebraska and the Florida job. And Scott Frost decided to go to Nebraska, back to his alma mater, where he won a national title as a quarterback there. What I saw at Nebraska when he was there, I don't want to say it's necessarily sad, but in a way it was, because this was the golden boy. Like, this guy was supposed to get the program back to where it once
was. Yeah.
And it was honestly terrible.
Yeah,
and I don't want to say anything about Scott Frost. I think he's a good coach, and I think if he went anywhere else right now, he'd do a good job. I think there was too much pressure with him at Nebraska, and I just think that kind of got to his head.
I think he only won like 13 games.
It was 16. But the thing everyone, or at least a lot of people, I guess, are now looking at is that all the games he lost, like even last year, they were all so close within a touchdown. They're like, people say they're the best 3-9 team ever because they really were last year. Like if those games went the other way, you could see, you know, Scott. You could have seen them go 9-3 just as easily.
Nebraska last year had a positive point differential.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah, I know, and it's just
that's wild.
Yeah.
Well,
we got some other ranked games.
Let's talk about Notre Dame and Marshall.
We got some of these teams though. We got Ohio State beat Arkansas State, Miami over Southern Miss.
The Ohio State game was kind of a lot closer than I thought it would be.
CJ Stroud ran away with it.
I'm not too high on Ohio State or Alabama, for that matter.
On my upset watch, they only beat Notre Dame by 11 at home, and obviously Notre Dame got embarrassed at home by Marshall.
Yeah,
Notre Dame's not a good football team
at all.
Is he wrong?
Hey.
I'm not
All right. Enough.
Toledo goes there next week.
Let me talk about Notre Dame. It was terrible. I was terrible to watch. I was embarrassed.
Were you crying?
Dude, I about cried. Like, it's terrible. Like, Marcus Freeman is 0-3, the first head coach.
That's why you don't let your players
Notre
pick
Dame
your head coach.
History to go 0-3 in a first, like, start wise. It's mind blowing and embarrassing and sad because we were ranked. We've been ranked since 2017. Now we're not. We lost to Marshall at home. We paid them $1.25 million to come play at Notre Dame Stadium, see the touchdown Jesus, be at one of the loudest environments in college football.
Yeah, he's on a rant. And he's mad
it's,
at you
it's
now.
It's just like, my goodness, like, it's sad. And it's like, I'm a huge Irish fan. Like, at this point, I'm about to wear an Alabama shirt at this point. Like, it's or Kentucky or someone else. I'm like, I can't do this, man. I don't like losing. I don't like cheering. Right now, dude, it's like, I'm cheering for losers. No offense. I think it's the coaching. Like,
I've been doing it for 17 years now. So,
I've been cheering for Kentucky football for a minute. We're finally getting good. But
terrible,
you got
terrible, man. Like,
you got some good.
We got a rebound. No one thought we would have lost to Marshall, and we did. The quarterback play was not great. I forgot the starting quarterback of Notre Dame. He's out for – he injured his shoulder, and then the backup comes, and he throws an interception. And I'm watching it live, and you got to score. And there's Michael Mayer out here carrying the team, that big tight end carrying the team on his back and catching all those balls and everything. So, so it's crazy. And I just –
Before we go on, when does Urban Meyer to Notre Dame, when do those rumors start popping up?
Now, probably.
Because, you look at it, Urban Meyer, I'm sure will, if Marcus Freeman doesn't work out this year, or they fire him halfway through the season, I think Urban Meyer will take over Notre Dame.
Well, I mean, could he please, make our team better and, help us win a college football championship? Like, we haven't won since 1988. Every time we've gone, we've gotten blown out. It's just sad being a Notre Dame fan. Like, it's the same story every year. It's like, and we should have won the bowl game.
I still don't understand hiring Marcus Freeman in the first place. Coaching experience.
I thought he was the guy, man. I thought he was going to be the guy. Like,
he
defensive
was the
coordinator.
He was the defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
our
defense is really good, though. I'm not going to lie. But our offense is.
He doesn't know what he's doing on the offensive side. He has no clue what he's doing on the offensive side of the football.
We had a great game over in Pittsburgh. Tennessee came to Pitt. Number 24 against number 17. Tennessee wins a big game on the road. Hayden Hooker goes 27 for 42, 325 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. What do you guys think about Tennessee for this season?
I think they'd be good.
I'm excited.
I didn't realize Joe Milton was their quarterback.
Who?
Tennessee's quarterback. Is he not starting quarterback?
It's Hayden Hooker.
Oh, okay, because I know Joe Milton. I looked him up last night. So I wonder where he went. Because he was at Michigan during the COVID season. Like, where did he go? And it said Tennessee. I just assumed it was their starting quarterback.
But Tennessee knocks off Pittsburgh. That's a good win for them on the road. And then,
for sure.
And then, Garrett, you called it, bro. Washington State beat Wisconsin.
That's right. Even though my Heisman pick, Cam Ward, had like a 54% quarterback rating, he still got the W because he's him.
Yeah.
One touchdown, 2 interceptions. But,
great game for
them.
Man,
at least you guys
that's my Heisman pick.
At least you guys didn't lose to Marshall.
That is true.
Let me see how many yards
and
he had real quick.
My favorite game of the week, we had Kentucky go down to the Swamp and beat the Gators. What do you guys think about that game overall? What do you guys think about Kentucky this season? Do you guys think
they're legit,
do you think they're a sleeper CFP team? Would you go as far to say that?
I mean, if they keep doing their thing and keep winning, I mean, they beat Florida on the road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat them on the road, and they also...
They have some notable ranked games coming up at Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at home against Georgia. I think Kentucky can win all of those. Georgia's going to be really tough to beat. Tennessee's going to be really tough. All of those games are going to be tough, even at Ole Miss. But Kentucky,
I mean, you guys
beat
are playing
Florida
in,
on the road without Chris Rodriguez.
You guys are playing in the toughest conference, the SEC.
And they get – Kentucky's getting Rodriguez back for the Ole Miss game, so that'll be helpful.
Levis, man, he is a dog, man.
Kentucky's receivers, they're
really
O-line
good.
Shaped up.
Oh,
the
yeah.
second half of that game – convinces me that Kentucky's a sleeper contender this year. Because their O-line played amazing in the second half, which hasn't happened all season. Their wide receivers are just way above their level. They have two freshmen, one graduate senior. And the graduate senior, I believe, didn't get any catches. Dane Key, who's a freshman wide receiver at Kentucky, got this just amazing catch, amazing throw by Levis. Just Kentucky all around. Their defense, they had two very clutch picks. One's a pick six. That Kentucky team's scary this year. They are legit, and I think they can do special things under Mark Stoops. Mark Stoops actually
is going to
up.
Nebraska. No, I'm just
Mark Stoops actually moved up to the most winningest coach in Kentucky program history.
Over so, Bear Bryant, Alabama legend.
And then the last notable game, I think, is BYU beat Baylor. 26-20.
I didn't get to watch
overtime.
That game. I heard it was great.
It was late. I didn't watch it either. I heard both teams went back and forth in overtime.
BYU going to – when are they going to the Big 12?
I don't know.
But I know that –
is the Big 12 even still a conference?
I don't know what's happening with conferences, man. It's wild.
Yeah, but good job for BYU. I feel like they've been good every like, – everyone's like, oh, Zach Wilson. Like, BYU's still good.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, Cincinnati and BYU and a couple other schools are joining the Big 12. So, I mean, BYU's going to be a threat in the Big 12. Good for them, you know. Like, good for Cincinnati. Good for, you know, BYU because now they got tougher competition. And I think they can contend with the teams in, you know, the Big 12. Let me talk about IU. They beat Idaho 35-22.
They did not play good.
Yeah, they
played terrible.
They didn't look good at all.
So, your local teams, shout out to the IU fans. You guys got the dub. So, you guys are 2-0. So, moving on.
Boiler up. 59-0. Purdue dominated Indiana
State. Ball State lost to Western Michigan. My buddy Brandon Smith goes there. Good luck in college, man. Great win for you guys. They beat Western Michigan beat Ball State by a touchdown, 37-30. So tough game, but you know those MAC games are really close.
MAC's fun to watch.
Oh,
the MAC.
Hey, did you hear about that the Buffalo upset? There's a small Christian school.
Holy Cross.
Yeah, they upset.
Are you sure? Who was the one? I heard one of the teams made a Hail Mary to win.
That
was
that.
It
Buffalo, yeah.
I saw it. It was cool.
Yeah, man, it was crazy.
But we got some notable games for next week. Do you guys think Oklahoma at Nebraska is a notable game? I think it just because of the rivalry it is, but I think Oklahoma's
going with Oklahoma
win by three touchdowns.
They got UCF transfer. Gabriel Davis. He plays for the Bills. Trying to think of his name. You guys remember
Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, he transferred to Oklahoma from UCF.
And then BYU plays yet another ranked team, number 12 BYU taking on number 25 Oregon on the road. That'll be a good game.
Give me Oregon.
I'm going with BYU.
Give
me Oregon
to keep it rolling.
Go with BYU, man.
I watched Oregon this year. I'll flip back to BYU.
Remember the interception and the offensive coordinator's like, "Bow." So I'm going BYU. Let's go.
Yeah,
BYU.
And the last ranked matchup of the day, week three doesn't have very many big games, but yeah, number 13 Miami traveling to College Station to take on number 24 Texas A&M, and I'm taking Texas A&M to not lose two in a row. They're not
going
to lose
with
two in a row.
I agree.
And Miami is good, and I would not be surprised whatsoever if they win. But I don't think Texas A&M is going to be that amazing this year. But they're not going to go 1-2 with the talent they have on that roster.
A&M doesn't win; they win by three touchdowns.
That I can see it because they're going to be mad. Man.
What do we have? Any other notable games?
Will
be close.
Purdue Syracuse will be close. I guarantee that game will be.
What about?
Penn State at Auburn should be.
Oh yeah,
that should be a great game.
I'm going to take Penn State.
I'm going with 22. Auburn.
I'm going with Auburn. The SEC.
Give me Penn State.
What else? You got any more?
I'm looking right now. There's just not many ranked games. There's Texas Tech going to NC State. That should be a decent game.
NC State
will win, but that'll be a decent game. UTSA is going to Texas. That could be very interesting. I think Texas is going to win.
Give me UTSA.
Really?
Give me my Roadrunners.
I think Texas is back. I think they're back.
They're not back until Quinn Ewers starts. Again, 4 to 6 weeks they'll be
Notre
back.
Dame plays Cal, so if Notre Dame loses to Cal, it's going to
be the former Purdue quarterback Jack Plummer is starting at Cal.
It's that's going to be my breaking point if they lose to
Cal's 0-3, I think, or maybe they've won a game. I don't know,
dude. It's going to be terrible.
Where you said they go to Cal?
I think they hold on, let me check. No, Cal is at Notre Dame actually. So
really,
yeah. If they lose there, then I can't, dude. I'm going to have to root for a different team.
Those are all the college football games, notable games. There could be some small schools that play good, but next week we'll update you on how those games go, especially, and then Landon will update you on those local teams. But this is a good time to go to break. You are listening to 90.9 FM WBDG, your station for Friday. But we have some NFL action going on.
You are watching NFL football.
We had some amazing games in general. Some missed kicks by everyone.
Cut Rodrigo, by the way. You should have cut him 2 years ago. Hey, just let him go. Hey, cut him. Don't even give him an excuse.
But
no offense to Rodrigo, by the way.
Choke once again.
Huh?
They choked the
Colts,
Falcons.
The
Falcons were up 26-10 in the fourth quarter. Prime Michael Thomas is back, and the Saints won. The Saints won 27-26. Jameis Winston, Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, everybody.
How did Chris Olave do?
Let me check real fast. But the Saints, they're a good team.
Yep.
I think they're a contender. They're a sleeper contender.
Who'd they beat?
They beat the Falcons. It's a division game. They're going to be tough. Chris
Olave,
three receptions, 41 yards. Not anything special. Pretty good, though. Mm-hmm. Next up, we had 49ers. Bears played in a literal tsunami. The Bears win 19-10.
How about them Bears?
Bear down.
Patterson, you know.
And then we had Steelers, Bengals, traded missed kicks everywhere. The Steelers won 23-20 in overtime.
Yeah. MVP, Mitch Trubisky, Nickelodeon MVP.
Now, let me say this. The Steelers' defense is amazing. I don't know how the Steelers are going to do because, unfortunately, reigning defense player of the year, TJ Watt, tore his pec.
Actually, it's not as bad.
It won't be as bad, but he's still going to miss games.
6 weeks,
and that's
going
to be detrimental to their defense.
Yeah.
Then we have Eagles beat the Lions on the road, 38-35. Good win there. I think the Lions
AJ
are
Brown.
Underrated.
Yeah,
I think
for
the
sure.
Eagles are great. Uh-huh. AJ Brown, shout out to you, bro. You clutched up for my fantasy team. We got the dub because of you. So thank you for that. Patriots, come on. Patriots, what are you doing? Like,
what
you
happens?
Lose 20-7 to the Dolphins. The Dolphins are good, but Patriots, come on.
Like, Tua, man. Tua looking
Bill
good,
Belichick
man.
Bill Belichick is still yet to beat a Tua-led team. He's 0-4.
Is that
Tua
true?
He's
that's terrible.
Tua in his career. But I liked what I saw to Tyreek Hill. I liked what I saw to Tua, except for one pass that I'm sure you guys might have seen.
Tongue of Alola.
It was just terrible.
How'd Jalen Waddle do?
Jalen Waddle did good. Literally, they just had a solid game. Not too high scoring. Their defense clutched up.
They also, they got some help on the offensive line, too, with the Saints' Ron Armstead. So
Waddle didn't do anything crazy. He just said he had 4 receptions for 69 yards. Nothing crazy. He had a touchdown, though. So he had a touchdown. Tyreek Hill, 8 receptions, 94 yards. They had a solid game.
How'd Gesicki do?
Gesicki, he had 1 reception for 1 yard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Rough having him on my fantasy team. We had the Ravens go on the road against the Jets, 24-9. Ravens, how did you not pay Lamar Jackson before the season? That's ridiculous. Wow. There's going to be so many teams that are just going to give him a blank check. Hopefully he can return to the Ravens for the Ravens' sake, but we'll see.
Goes to the Colts.
That would be a dream come true. I'm not gonna
amazing.
Lie. And then the Colts' former quarterback Carson Wentz throws.
He
the game.
Looked good.
Oh yeah,
dude, he looked good.
Throws the game-winning touchdown against the Jags.
The
Commanders win 28-22.
Commanders rookie wide receiver from Penn State,
Jahan Dotson,
looking
what a stud, man.
We are Penn State.
Jahan
That's
Dotson,
how you were after Purdue.
Jahan
lost.
Dotson puts up 3 receptions, 40 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Oh yeah, what a dog!
And then
it's
just
his
Carson
debut,
Wentz.
Man.
This is a. I mean, Carson Wentz.
What was
played,
his stat line?
He just played. He played overall good. I think ball security is still an issue, but he went 27 for 41, 313 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 picks.
Hey. Where was that last year?
He only took 1 sack. It really was there last year. He put up 27 touchdowns, 7 picks. It's just you got to look past the stats. and see that he wasn't the best fit. But
we have a run off.
Something I can't say on air.
Geno Smith, though, you were talking bad about him last week.
I will
get
to that game, but something that Baker Mayfield said that I can't say on air. He said regarding the Browns playing them week one, he said, I'm going to blank, use your imagination, I'm going to blank them up. He didn't.
Is that what Baker Mayfield said?
That's what Baker said. He simply didn't. He went 16 for 27, 235 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Nothing good. And then Baker.
I wanted Baker to do well against.
Baker had four fumbles.
That's horrible.
None of them lost, but he had four fumbles.
That's bad.
You got to hang on to the football. Like, Jacoby Brissett, shout out to my boy Jacoby.
Yeah, we let Jacoby.
18 for 34, 147 yards, one touchdown. Nothing too crazy.
Who's he? Is he the Steelers?
He's the Browns.
No, he's Browns.
Browns.
Until Deshaun Watson gets back.
Hey, man.
Then we had a game that I think a lot of Indiana is going to not like.
Oh,
the Colts,
Lord.
They score 20 points. The Texans, they score 20 points.
I do not like the tie rule.
I don't like ties.
Oh, my goodness, dude. It's horrible.
I don't think.
Ties
I
are
I think
dumb.
People are overreacting. Now, let me just give you the stat. This is the Colts 0-0-1. That's the Colts' best start since 2013. And that, when you look at it, obviously, I don't like ties just because I don't like the way they look when you look at records. I don't like that one team has three numbers and the other team has two. That might just be my OCD.
I just feel like.
I don't think that's that bad. The Colts come back in the fourth quarter down 20-3. They showed flashes of a team that they can be. Matt Ryan clutched up. Michael Pittman, Jonathan Taylor, the defense stepped up hardcore. This defense is going to be great for them. The rest of the
year. I just don't feel like you should be down 20-3 against the Texans.
You shouldn't because you have a bad head coach and a bad kicker.
The Colts should have won that game.
And a bad quarterback.
Matt
Ryan's pretty good.
I don't like. Yeah. I don't like saying just fire people. Good. I don't like.
Reich should have been let go after the playoff game.
No one wants to fire people. No one wants to get fired. Firing is bad. Like, you lose your job. But, like, it's just like you're a professional athlete. You got to make a 42-yard field goal. I get pressure, and I do get that because kickers probably have one of the hardest jobs in the NFL, kicking in high-pressure situations.
They do?
I think they do.
No, they don't.
I think they do.
All you got to do is step up and make a field goal. What about what's-his-face, McPherson? Even though he missed two kicks this week, one of them was a bad snap. The other one was a bad hold. No, one of them got blocked. The other one was like a terrible snap.
But
Rodrigo Blankenship has missed from I think he only has one career 50-yard field goal. Is he in the NFL? Is he in the NFL?
And he also kicked two kicks out of bounds.
He did have.
Now,
he did clutch up in the Packers game.
Now he's not the usual kickoff guy. Which I'll give him that.
You gotta know how to do that if you're
exactly.
In the
Exactly.
Rigoberto Sanchez last year, the COVID year, I cannot remember which year it was, he did kickoffs and Rigoberto Sanchez was out. Like, he knows how to do them. He did them at Georgia. You just got to be able to make those kicks.
Believe in
if
yourself,
you're an NFL
man.
Kicker.
Clutch up.
He should not be on the team. I mean, if they give him another chance.
No,
cool.
They shouldn't. They should.
I don't think they should, but we'll see
Sign
how it
Garrett.
Goes. I don't see them cutting him after one game. Blankenship's great guy, not a great kicker.
No, here's my thing on it. My dad told me after the Jacksonville game in 2020, last home game of the season, he goes, this guy's going to be a liability in the playoffs. You know, he hasn't really hit from 50 this year. You know, all the Colts fans seem to like him, but he's going to be a liability from playoffs. Yeah. What's he doing in the playoffs? Missed a 27-yard field goal.
That would have tied the game eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just tough.
And then after the Baltimore game, you know, I even tweeted out something about it, and the fans just love him for some weird reason. And they think we should be like Adam Vinatieri. Like, their argument back is he should be clutch at – or. You guys think he should be prime Adam Vinatieri? No, I think he should be able to hit from 50 yards, which every other NFL kicker can do.
He should be able to consistently hit from 50. He should be able to make these game winners. I get not hitting every game winner. Like last night we saw in the Broncos-Seahawks game, Brandon McManus misses a 64-yarder. That's not his fault. No one's thinking because he almost made it and he had the distance for it. But it's a 42-yarder.
It wasn't even close, and it wasn't a bad snap. It wasn't bad.
He shanked it. It's just terrible.
It was just a terrible kick.
It wouldn't have been good from 20. He just shanked it. It's ridiculous. But I think there's more positive than negatives overall in this game. Because maybe not like more positive than negatives, but the Colts tied for first in the division. So this division is going to be the worst division in football overall. I think the Colts make the playoffs, win their division.
The Giants beat the Titans, man.
The Colts, I think the Colts can still be contenders. But you got to think, they have
the Colts are contenders. I'm not trying to sound rude here, but just get that out of your head, because they're not contenders.
I think they're like, if they get into the playoffs, anybody can win.
We need another receiver, dude.
But yeah, that receivers are a liability until the Colts can become true contenders. I think, you know,
Colts, sign me.
Anything can happen when a team gets into the playoffs. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah,
but I don't think the Colts, because we saw the Bengals last year.
Right.
But I don't think the Colts right now, the Colts don't have receivers, man. Alec Pierce, not what anybody expected him to be. Now he has room to grow. He's a rookie.
Oh, he dropped two touchdowns. Yeah. I didn't even mention that. Alec Pierce dropped two touchdowns. And one of them, he had the first one was the first drive down the first. Second drive down the field.
Would have made it a 10-0 game, and they ended
up bobbles it three times.
And the Colts, I think the Colts win this football game. If Alec Pierce catches that, they go up 10-0. The Texans
like
aren't coming
Packers
back from
game.
That.
And then in another drive, it was 6-20 or whatever it was. It was good defense. But I even said, if you're an NFL wide receiver, you have to come down with that ball.
Packers, like, and hey, did y'all watch it? Sorry, I know it interrupted. The Packers and Vikings game, Aaron Rodgers was throwing absolute dimes to his wide receiver. They just dropped it.
That's what you can't have.
The new North Dakota State wide receiver, I think he has potential for sure. He was dropping a ton of footballs.
Yeah, I just...
Rodgers was upset about it, so...
I mean, even, like, Pittman's first game in
the Pittman was great.
His first game was... He was okay. He probably had a couple catches
his
for 20 yards, something like that.
I'm talking about yesterday or
Sunday. Yeah, Pittman
was
good.
Amazing.
Yeah, man.
But who else was amazing that you look at? I don't think Ashton Doolin dropped a touchdown.
He dropped a touchdown. The second receiver was actually Mike Strawn, and he's a 7th-round pick.
Like who?
He's solid. I think he should get play time. He's a really big body. He's actually done good in the limited play time. Paris Campbell just did average. It's just like, I don't
understand.
You could
have DK Metcalf, man.
If you're Ballard, how do you not get like Julio Jones? Or how do you not
get
another
receiver?
That's what I was
saying.
He's so cheap.
I was saying.
Like,
why
do you not get
Matt
Julio?
Matt Ryan and Julio Jones have a connection, man. They played. Julio was at his best. And you know who his quarterback was? Matt Ryan was his quarterback. They were a dynamic duo in the NFL.
I don't get it.
It's crazy. Now, he's on Tampa Bay. In my opinion, I feel like Tampa Bay is going to win another Super Bowl. In my opinion, I'm saying it now. Tom Brady's going to win his 8th Super Bowl this season, and Julio Jones is going to go get a ring. It's just like we have these free agents, and we need to be ambitious. We need to go after them.
Colts have never been like that, though. Like, even the Colts' early teams, when we were starting to grow up, Marvin Harrison was drafted. Edgerrin James was drafted. Peyton Manning was drafted.
They draft their guys.
We draft our guys.
And
the guys we have now aren't even close to them. Like, not even on the same level.
I think Pittman in a few years is going to get close to that. I think Pittman's got insane potential.
Yeah.
He's a huge body. He's got speed. He's got route running. I mean, he's a terrific player.
Mm-hmm. And I was listening to Jake Query's show this morning on my way to school.
I love that show.
And what he said was Chris Ballard has had, 19 to 22. He's had a good while of time to find a quarterback and roll with him. This philosophy of dumping quarterbacks every year, it's just not going to work. Because, I think Colts fans love Chris Ballard way too much. I get you draft Jonathan Taylor. I get you draft Quentin Nelson. You get you draft Darius Leonard.
And Pittman, obviously.
Pittman, too. But other than those guys, like, you drafted a couple pro bowlers here and there, but still, you don't have a quarterback. That's the most important position
on the
team.
You have to be ambitious when it comes to free agents. You have to throw out offers. You have to. Julio Jones was on the free agency market for the longest time, and I'm out here, Julio's going to the Colts. Just watch. Telling all my friends that. You know what? What happens? He doesn't, because did we make an offer? I don't even know if we did. Maybe for a cheap offer. Maybe.
They probably didn't.
And he's going to go win another Super Bowl ring. Julio.
That's why we lose week one, is because don't sign players, and we don't. We always have an entire new team from draft, and we don't have a solidified quarterback. You just stick with someone. Roll with someone.
And
Give him more than one year.
And I get that Julio's age, he's getting up there, but he's still got a few more years left, and he can catch and he can get touchdowns. He could teach these young receivers and, you know, make them better. He's the veteran. He's a leader. He's been in the league for so many years. He's a Pro Bowler.
But he doesn't play on the Colts.
Yeah, and he was arguably, at one point, the best wide receiver
in the
league.
He was the best wide receiver. Him or Antonio Brown during that time.
It's like, what are we doing, Indianapolis? Like, come on. It's like
go sign AB. Like, what are we doing? Like, no. I don't care if he's in the locker room. I don't care if he's a distraction. Go get him because he can catch balls. He can score.
He can score touchdowns.
He's still one of the best receivers in the league if you go get him. I guarantee it.
Anyways, though, we have some other games. Giants beat the Titans by 1 point on the road.
Saquon Barkley!
The AFC South is going to be the new NFC East. I don't think it'll be as bad. I think the Colts win that division. Titans come up next. But there's no Super Bowl. There's no true Super Bowl contenders in the South.
No, and there really never has been. Yeah. Other than, you know, the early Manning
teams. Pat
McAfee
back, man.
I think Matt Hack did pretty well for the Colts, though. Anyways, though, we have Vikings just killed the Packers. Week one's always just a bye.
Vikings got a good head coach, man.
Aaron Rodgers didn't play that great.
Their offensive scheme is great. Justin Jefferson had his best game. They had like 193 receiving yards and like two touchdowns.
It was nine receptions, 194 yards, two touchdowns. Justin Jefferson's the best receiver in the NFL. I argue with the wall. He's the best wide receiver.
I think Aaron Rodgers wasn't even the best receiver on his college team.
Okay.
Jamar Chase is still better than him. He's still a better pro than him.
Justin Jefferson's better than Jamar now.
No, he's not.
I'm going with Devontae Adams. I think he's the best wide receiver.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers came up to Justin Jefferson after the game, and you could tell like what he said. He was like, you're the best player in the league overall. I mean, you're going to see him this season. This could be a week one overreaction. The end of the year, I don't think it's going to be that much of a debate. He's crazy.
I think Minnesota.
I'm taking Jamar over him any day.
I'd love to see the Packers rebound, but at this point, I know it's only week one.
Packers will
be fine.
They'll get bounced in the playoffs. That's what happens every year. They'll be fine. They'll get bounced in the playoffs.
Next game, though, we had the Chiefs go on the road to Arizona, beat them 44-21. Patrick Mahomes didn't lose a step. Threw 30 for 39, 360 yards, 5 touchdowns, even without Tyreek Hill. And then we had the Chargers, maybe game of the week. Chargers beat the Raiders at home.
The Raiders.
I think the Chargers win that division still, even after seeing the Chiefs play. The Chargers,
Justin Herbert keeps getting better.
They have the receiving. They have Keenan Allen. They have Mike Williams. They have a great squad. They have Austin Eckler. And then Sunday Night Football. I don't even think we have to go too far into this. Bucks beat the Cowboys 19-3.
I knew that was going
to
happen.
Why? I mean, the Cowboys lose that. The Cowboys, if you're a Cowboys fan, Cowboys fans want the season to be over already. I mean, they lose Dak for a long time. And they
shout out to my buddy Alberto. He's a Cowboys fan.
Last night, people might say this was a good game. It was not a good game. I'm sorry. These were two bad football.
What were we talking about? The Seahawks game?
Denver and Seattle. These are two bad
football
teams.
No, y'all
want
to talk about how good Russell Wilson was going to be and, you know, how much they were going to beat them.
I got to give Geno
Smith the dog.
I got to give Geno Smith.
He said last week, he's like, Geno Smith's going to beat Russell Wilson. I was like, yeah, he is. And guess what happened?
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you that.
Hey, my mom said, how do you tie at a football game? Well, you want to answer that, Kyle? So,
two terrible teams playing.
Mom, if you two teams go into overtime tied like the Colts and the Texans did, it was 20-20. If the first team to score, if they score a touchdown, they win. If they score a field goal, the other team gets a chance. But neither team could score. Both teams came up short. If the game is tied when the time runs out, it goes in a tie unless it's the playoffs.
It's the dumbest thing in the
world.
I don't like it.
All
right. Kyle, you want to wrap this thing up for us, buddy?
But just Seattle and Denver last night, two bad football teams, 0 points scored for the Broncos, or the Seahawks in the second half, 3 points scored for the Broncos. I don't think Broncos make the playoffs. I don't think Seahawks will be good. But anyways, next up we have
Geno Smith for MVP.
See you guys. See you in Indianapolis.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.